and our service to the public.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice
That's why
things.
We can't have it. As the great John Wayne once said, life is tough. But it's a whole lot tougher when you're dumb.
Yeah.
Let's start with the following. Let's go to Newark, New Jersey.
Hey.
And specifically the Newark Ironbound District, which is known traditionally for its Hispanic population. Maybe that's what this guy had in mind when he went in and tried to rob a restaurant. Investigators say the suspect tried to rob the Mi Reconocida Ecuatoriano.
That was
nailed it.
Perfection. Yeah,
restaurant.
You sound like a native.
It's over on South Street. He tried to do this in late February. And evidently he had a problem as well. So he busted out Google Translate to inform employees that he is robbing the location.
Oh, well, thank heavens.
Yeah.
A-plus for clarity.
The owner of the restaurant said the suspect became quite frustrated and a little violent before he left, trying to get his point across that he is robbing them and using the assistance of...
Excuse
hey, they
me.
Say we're going to integrate AI into everything. He certainly tried. It doesn't seem to work in this scenario. And he, after he tried to just take the cash register... And run away with it.
Mm-hmm.
He did not make it very far. No translation needed for that.
Southwest Airlines revamping almost everything. Assigned seating for all, but will they be tidy seats? New York Post reports they're considering only cleaning premium seats on the plane and leaving coach folk to fend for ourselves. Company is officially denying the allegations, as you can imagine. The internet went a little crazy over this one.
Well, they just don't care anymore, do they?
It's like Southwest isn't clean.
Let's go to Russia, which is always interesting. And a middle-aged man from Russia, a mining town of Vorkuta, Russia, recently shared a video of his apartment. In it, dozens of pigeons can be seen lined up on the furniture, all over the place, like they own the place.
Ew,
and
pigeons?
The entire floor is covered with the remnants of pigeons and what they leave. Well, what evidently had happened, the man left his apartment 3 years ago to work in Siberia on a mining job.
Oh.
But he forgot to close one of the apartment windows.
Dang it.
Came back, and they had taken over. Nests, feathers, everything. Right. This is the second worst thing that happens when you leave a window open in Russia. Of course, we know the other.
They're just overgrown doves.
Pigeon's just an overgrown dove,
see,
but
barbecue.
They're good to eat.
Uh-huh.
They're good to eat.
See, that guy's totally set for dinner. There are a few things worse than a root canal. Unless it's a root canal performed by someone that's not really a dentist. Anna Amato is in big trouble. For some poor guy got left in the chair when she started it, but couldn't seem to finish the job. Then left the office. Mouthful of blood.
No.
Had to go find another doctor.
This is unfortunate.
She's been charged with unlawful practice of dentistry and aggravated assault.
Bothers me. Let's go to Chicago, and a Chicago woman is suing Target for not hiring her due to her pending robbery court case. Courtney McElrath Bay had a conditional job offer rescinded. She claims Target violated her civil rights and used her case against her. Courtney is seeking damages and wants a job with Target.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was charged with robbery and aggravated assault and battery for mugging a 30-year-old woman back in March of 2024 with previous shoplifting claims as well on her case. I think the target's on her.
So it's almost like one of those annoying TikTok challenges, but this time at the Waffle House. People trying to stay in the restaurant for an entire 24 hours. Doing a variety of things, as you can imagine. Like eating as many waffles as possible. Now, most people drop out after just 6, while competitive eaters are clocking in at a dozen an hour.
Yeah, talk to me after you've spent all night in one in Malvern, Arkansas, okay? That's a different challenge right there. And then finally, of that same vein, let's go to McDonald's. But it's a much different scenario on the other side of the world, especially McDonald's Mid-East headquarters in the Middle East. Yeah, they have places all over the place. And McDonald's is denying an overseas internet rumor that claims that they have used human meat in their burgers.
What?
McDonald's Mid-East representatives posted an official statement, kind of official, said, "Hi, no, we do not have any human meat in our burgers. We would like to assure you that we only use 100% pure beef and chicken in our food. What? That's it." This has to do with locations all the way from Abu Dhabi through Malaysia. But get ready for their Shamrock Soylent Green Shake soon. Dum, yeah.
Dum, 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 it's made out of people. Dum, 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 dum. It's people.